Have you ever walked the streets of London and looked at the faces of the homeless and the lost? Not just glanced at them as you fumble, embarrassed for some change, or grunt that you do not have any as you pass? Have you really looked at them? No, of course you haven't, but possibly you should. Here a Roman legionnaire, left behind when the Empire retreated. There a medieval knight still looking for his lord. How did they get here? Well, they fell between the cracks and were forgotten. And now they live their lives, sometimes, admittedly filled with peril, in the London below. Running using the changeling the lost rules, we now descend into a London inspired by Neverwhere, in war below the streets.
In your box, I will.
Hello, and welcome to episode 90 of the Cult of D&D Dice, aka Ox In. But at least she's no longer Chinese.
That's racist.
Today we will be doing more Changeling, War Beneath the Streets. I haven't had a chance to re-listen to the previous episode, so I apologise for any glaring errors to continuity. There will be some. Hello, I'm Mordigan, and I will be your GM for the evening.
Hi, I'm Putt, and I am playing the part of Chris Seaton. As opposed to, hi, I'm back.
Welcome back, Loka. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Loka, and if this is the game I think it is, I am the First World War medic who has been horrifically burnt by mustard gas.
Mm-hmm.
See also Husky-style laser-white eyes. Was there anything else I needed to add there?
No. I'm Archive, and I'm playing Moss.
I'm Bloodied, I am playing Oss.
I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Miss Goodman.
Right. For the first time ever.
Yeah.
Because up until this point, you haven't existed. Archive, explain yourself.
Right. Well, okay. Recently, I was in Taiwan, and I thought, well, I'm in Taiwan, it'd be really fun to buy some tea to bring back. I should have learned probably from Germany, but I was at a night market.
She really should.
I was at a night market in Taiwan, and they were selling tea on the streets, and they just seemed really friendly, and it had a picture of a ladybird on it. So I bought some tea. This is oolong. It's called Taiwan tea. Natural tea leaves. Manufacture date show on the packet. It's from Taiwan. The tea making instruction is warm up the tea vessels with the boiling water and then pour the boiling water into the tea and cover the lid for 3 minutes.
Right. Is it actually written on in the strange English?
The same amount of tea can be prepared by pouring boiling water into it for 3 to 4 times. Tea vessels are made of clay, thus making the tea more flavour.
Now, I should point out...
I think you should put it into hermetical condition upon unpacking. I don't know what that means.
Seal it up.
We've only just opened this. It was hermetical up until this point. I am now going to drink what I have to admit is a foul-smelling tea.
Yeah.
Yes.
It smells like tobacco.
What does oolong usually smell like? I'm not that familiar with oolong. Not like this.
It doesn't smell like this.
Yeah.
The taste is better than the smell.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've got 2 sugars in mine.
But it's still not great.
It tastes like somebody's... It really tastes like somebody just left a cigarette lying in a puddle. And then we drank it inexplicably.
Honestly, it tastes like what I theoretically think piss might taste like. Theoretically.
Really?
Well, I've never drunk piss, so I don't know.
Piss would have more ammonia in it than this.
Probably. I actually have. But I don't know what it tastes like.
Okay.
So you drank piss, but you don't remember it.
I had a little brother. He told me this years later. Apparently he was in an ice cube.
Ew. Yeah.
We wouldn't advise you buy oolong tea from Taiwan.
Taiwan. Taipei. But it still might be good from some places, just maybe not at the night market if it's got a picture of a ladybird on it.
Hmm.
The ladybird's revenge.
But it's an awesome picture of a ladybird, so how can you resist that?
Now, quite easily.
Yeah, pretty much.
When I say that I'm going to drink less of this than I did the previous tea that we had...
Wow.
It's going to be bad.
But I also brought cake.
She wins on very nice cake. Right, could somebody please recap what the hell happened last time? Because I'd like to know so I know what to do to you all next.
So,
in my defence, I've been working with volatile chemicals all day and have been ill for the past week. Please continue.
Right. So, we were at...
The Autumn Court place.
Yes.
The Raven's Court.
The Raven's Court, yes. And they were having the whole thing with confirming the king in rags and tatters.
Well, they weren't intending to, but then they realised there'd been a leap year and realised they had to.
Mm. But someone was being able to answer the questions who shouldn't be able to. Mm. Because he had a dodgy artefact. Which we stole.
Yay!
Oh, two dodgy artefacts.
Mm.
Yes, because he had a bone hanging from his belt, and then he had a torque on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
So he stole the bone,
mm-hmm.
which stopped him being able to keep his hand up.
Because his arm snapped.
Yeah, because his arm snapped under the whole thing of keeping his arm up when mystically he shouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
So his arm snapped in horrific fashion.
Yeah.
And for some reason we were left in charge of looking after him to make sure he didn't die.
Yeah, because that would be bad. Except it turned out we weren't very good at that.
No.
Not least because someone managed to sneak in and shove chloroform under the doctor's gas mask.
In my defence, we were exceptionally good at taking care of him. Right up until someone stabbed the fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up until with he grew your a knife. With a knife that... would easily be recognised as his knife if he'd ever had a trench knife.
Ah, I must have missed that bit. Sorry.
He never had a trench knife, and yet somehow somebody has framed him with a trench knife.
Now, we did tell someone.
You told, what's it?
We told two people.
One of which we probably shouldn't have.
Oh, yes. You told... No.
Well, we told Bargist first. Tire rat, because we couldn't get him to go to the other bloke.
No. You told Barghest that he was doing much better.
Which was true, at the time.
And you wanted to hand him off to somebody else.
Hmm.
You then told Slade to the stuff that was going down. Once it had gone down.
Slade!
We also tried to tell him ahead of time. Because he turned up and asked, how's the patient? And then we had to explain he was dead.
Yeah.
He very sportingly has given us a chance to leg it so we can find out who's framing us.
Yeah.
He very sportingly even allowed me to punch him out.
Yeah.
And then we legged it.
Well, by leg it, you meant you started trying to make your way out of the Raven's Court.
Which proved tricky.
Which, given the place is an absolute labyrinth, is not the easiest thing ever.
Hmm.
Also, could somebody give me some D10s?
Three or four. Thankfully short on David Bowie.
Yes. Well, thankfully short on David Bowie's crotch. Anyway.
Speak for yourself. It might be behind one of the doors.
It probably is behind one of the doors.
My crotch is behind this door.
It's a lamy I use. to pump up my prowess. Anyway, the Cult of Tea and Dice does a musical episode.
Now. Is there crotch in this?
Probably. I wonder if he turned it into a spaghetti bolognese apple. Anyway.
Hey, it's my meat.
I can feed the entire film crew with this. Anyway. they're all looking at me like I'm insane. And the answer is no. But I'm probably high on all the volatile chemicals I've been using today. So anyway, you made your way to the back door of the Raven's Court. And you saw a giant door, all covered in mounds of dust, which have all just stood up and told you, nobody passes through the realms of the dust tribes! If I remember correctly, you're all, like, standing in front of this door. Incidentally, Hardwick, you're not here yet.
Funny that.
You're at home in the abandoned psychiatric hospital.
Excellent.
This is where we live.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm sure they'll be there soon.
I'm on Snowdrop Hall.
Yes, you are. That's the one on which somebody died due to being over-hydrotherapied.
I sleep in a bath.
They got hydrotherapied to death. Oh, you make Nick so very sad. You've given me all of their yellow dice.
I know.
But anyway, so, yeah, there's like about 9 or 10 of these people stood up. You know like a modern-day ghillie suit, how it's all like rags and looks like leaves and grass and so on. This looks like somebody's done exactly the same thing with dust and rubbish.
Okay, makes sense.
What do you hear? Oh, Corridoros. This is our land.
I'm sorry, do you mean what we're doing here, or what do we hear as in things that you listen to?
Trying to confuse with mighty words, I see. We will not be taken in by you, beefy one.
Right, okay, fair enough then.
What do you hear?
We were just coming to visit you and pay homage to your fine kingdom.
How good are you at lying?
Good.
I can't remember the system. Manipulation and... Subterfuge, that will
definitely
make.
Subterfuge for lying.
Wow.
2 successes.
Remember, you get 10 again.
Still 2 successes.
You are silvery tongue, does that convince me? Up, Corridora. I see through your lying words. Take them! And I also shuffle forwards with, like, broken bottles on the end of broomsticks and so on, and like jabbing you towards another door.
Whoa, calm down. We didn't know this.
You will go to the chief! Poke, poke.
Okay.
To the chief you will go! Poke, poke. That way, to the chief!
Okay.
Poke. They poke you indecently down the corridor. there is lots of poking. None of it pleasant. And you didn't consent, so it's just all bad. Until you come into what is basic. Well, for want of a better word, it seems to be the entire castle's lint trap. There's just like fluff and dust everywhere. And on a throne made out of dust, well, a pile of dust, is that sort of wizened old big beard, which has got like little scraps of material tied in bows down to his one hand. A mace, obviously made out of a colander that had been bent to hold onto the top of a broom with, like, forks sticking out of the holes. And in the other hand, a rock.
Ah! My lord! The Dusk King! We have brought in to Lepers.
I see. Bring them closer.
Forward you will go!
Poke, poke, poke. You edge towards it. These interlopers are clean. It offends my sight.
Ha, of course, my lord.
And they pick up dust and just throw it at you.
Do you mind? I have allergies.
A weak one.
A bit rubbish.
I fixed those years ago.
Tissue.
Now then, you have come to my realm. Why have you come?
Hold on a second.
Oh, he's looking up contracts.
Yeah.
You speak! Speak before the mace of truth!
He waves the colander bent around a stick at you, with forks sticking out of it.
That's pretty cool. How do you make that thing?
With a hammer.
Is it a good hammer?
No, it was a very bad hammer. Oh. But the mace it made is very good.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You tell me the truth. Why are you here?
What do I tell him?
I see.
We were passing through your realm, Your Majesty. You were unaware that your borders encompassed.
Many people are unaware of the all-encompassing realm of the Dust Tribe. The Dust Tribe! The Dust Tribe! We own all of the dirty places in London below.
All of them?
Yes!
That's a lot.
All of them!
Wow.
We rule all of them. Incidentally, for those of you who belong to the rat speakers, that's not true. For a start, the sewer folk own the lower sewers, and they get cross and stabby if you deny them.
And you don't want to get stabbed in the lower sewers.
No. It tends to smart. So then, you came to my place without my allowance, and intended to pass through it. Mm-hmm. Who are you all?
I'm not. Hello.
I see, and who do you belong to?
Who do you belong to?
What is your affiliation?
Oh, the rat speakers, isn't it?
Oh, the rat speakers. Everybody around it goes, rat speakers, and then looks confused. Yes, I've heard of your tiny realm. It is nothing compared to the realm of the Dust Tribe. The Dust Tribe! The Dust Tribe! You, what are you?
Oh, I'm a rat speaker as well.
Ugh! Two of them!
Is that my friend, empty? Someone's got to have like, someone else with them.
What? He seems confused by your gibbering. What do you mean?
He's my friend.
Ah. We do not have friends here. We have allies, and liege lords.
Eat that as well.
And underlings. See my underlings. He waves his hand at the 9 or 10 people who are in the room. They all go, my lord. You! Where are you from? He
pointed over at his own without room.
What?
You, anyway. He's pointing at you.
I am from the court of nothing, my lord.
I have not heard of this nothing court. What do they do? Are they looking for a lion?
Perhaps. What kind of alliance are you looking for?
See. What we do is... Well, we have a great need for money. Does this court of nothing require filth? For I have much.
And what do you describe as money?
A little Dust Tribe person comes rushing up and whispers in it.
Yes! Shiny thing.
Shiny thing?
There is a dearth of them down here. Shiny things we have none of. The shiniest thing we have is my mace!
He whaps a colander with, not very shiny forks sticking out of it in your face.
Ah, my lord, we have many fine types of currency, such as if I may be permitted to reach within my pocket.
You may, but if you draw a knife, my guards will slay you.
I shall withdraw a paperclip, this finest filigree.
He takes the paperclip and holds it up to the very meagre sunlight that seems to be filtering through, well, about 6 tons of dust.
Look at the whir. It is magnificent.
Perhaps, my lord, we could be granted passage through your realm in exchange for a small chest of these things.
Do you have such a thing upon your person?
No, my lord, but I would be more than willing to transport it to you, because only a fool would carry a chest of such riches with, upon his person.
I see. You're going to have to be conning again.
you're lucky to find out that he's less perceptive this time.
That's good, because I only got one success.
I am not a fool to be duped with goods to come when you just wish to flee, my lambs, never return.
I would be more than happy to give you some more, my lord.
Payment in advance before we discuss such an alliance. Come, show me what other treasures you have. Perhaps I will be willing to grant you passage. You and your minions. He waves at everybody.
Perhaps something like these, my lord. Look at these shiny milk bottles.
They are indeed shiny and bendy.
Mm-hmm.
I like the bendy ones. How many do you give
him? I'll give him a handful.
Uh-huh. Armourer! Could you fashion these into a chainmail shirt, do you think? Well, if we had more of those paper clips, most certainly, my lord. Let's see. Very well. Let me explain how this will work. I will grant you, whatever your name is at the Court of Nothing, passage through my realm. In return, I will get shot from outside. In return, I will give you 1 month to return with the chest of these, he holds up the paperclip, and another, shall we say, 2 handfuls.
A most reasonable and magnificent request for yourself, sir.
Indeed. Indeed. Right! Captain of the Guard! The previous man who was poking you comes back. Yes, my lord. Take these to the rear gate and send them heads. Yes, come with me. You will leave the lands of the Dust Tribe now, suitably chastened by our law.
We have struck a deal with him. How dare you react such to allowances of your great king?
He's not wrong, you know. Oh, my lord, I am very apologetic. I did not realize I was dealing with an invasion of dust bunnies. Yes, well, see that you bear it in mind. On your way. They lead you back to the giant door.
Okay.
Here is the door. It does not open. Good luck.
Well.
And you may have convinced the chief that you are a worthy person, but I do not believe you. And when you do not return, no doubt it will be me who is sent to find you. And I will find you. No dirty place is unknown to the Dust Tribe! And with that, he passes off.
Well, he's a prick.
How do we get through the door, then?
It does seem to be very well locked. And there's a couple of massive oak bars.
Well, oak bars can be lit.
Yeah.
You got any more paper clips?
I've got a box full of them.
Why are you carrying a box full of paper clips? Just curious.
Never know when that be. Precious thing. Oh, a lockpick.
Okay, yeah, fair enough, I'll give you that one.
Or something to extract an eyeball with.
Oh, you see, no, you want a spoon for that. Teaspoon, preferably.
Groceries.
Too poncy.
Sharp egg.
You want it dull. Hurts more.
Fair, take out people's eyes. It's not exactly a pleasant experience. Regardless of...
Oh, people. No. Had some fun times on that one. Anyway.
Okay.
Muscle, remove the bars.
You know, I have a name.
Us, remove the bars.
Thank you.
Right. I'm guessing...
The bars are not that difficult to remove.
Okay.
Although, it does take you a bit of time to get them moving, because the actual braces have sort of rusted to the wood. They've obviously not been moved in a very long time. Mm. Go forth and unlock. Yeah. Then Moth goes forward to the locks and fiddles with them.
4 successes.
And fills with them for all of 10 seconds before... Right, she's unpicking the lock at the bottom of the door, so you're unsure how the lock at the top of the door opens as well, but they do all open. The whole thing sort of... clunk. Behind you is a underground map. Could you pass it to me, please? The door opens, and you find yourself not at Raven's Court. You are, in fact, looking over a large sort of greenish area. Some trees around the place, nice paths. You are in London above, but this is definitely part of London below.
What time?
Oh, it's night time.
Oh, that's okay.
It's still night time. It's strange, quiet, very pleasant in park. You get shocked by the people outside. I should point out, we are recording this on Halloween, which is nowhere near.
Well, it's like 5 days before Bonfire Night.
Yeah.
So fireworks are on sale, and idiots just like things that go boom.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
Pricks.
You're in such a good mood.
I'm cranky, sorry.
So what are we going
to
do?
Alright, well, we need
No one is allowed to be outside before we step out.
Okay. You sort of stick your head out and look around. You can't see anyone. You can see a building off in the middle of the park. Not sure what that is. It's quite big, but there doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Okay. That is triple.
Figure out where the park we are.
You step through the big wooden doors. Do you close them behind you?
Right, it's good to leave the door open.
You turn around and you push the doors closed. And they're massive, like, castle doors. And you push them closed. And when they click together, it's a bit strange. Because they're like the doors to a groundskeeper's hut. The name on the outside of the doors that says Parsons Green, and you realise where you are. This means you are in Parsons Green, which is great, as long as the parson doesn't notice you're there. Because the parson who lives in Parsons Green is not so much a parson as one of those guys who used to run around the countryside burning witches.
Okay. Let's get Daddy out of here.
Yeah.
Right, you're in Parsons Green. The nearest way to get back towards Tooting Broadway, which is, I believe, where you all live, would actually be to go through Parsons Green, past Fulham Broadway, get on the train at West Brompton, go through the Clapham Junction and the Wandsworth Road, and then go up the line from Clapham. That would be the quickest way. Or you could try and go over land through the Ways. You know, what if we were playing real Changeling, we'd call the Hedge. No idea how we do. I totally did not have enough time this week to sort out this game. But it's fine. I'll wing it. It'll be fine.
So much way to move.
Yeah, you can either go through London below and do the going from one door to the next, which doesn't necessarily each actually really connect to each other. Or you can go by the main route of the underground, but you have to go through Parsons Green if you do that.
Well, we are technically wanted, so we should probably go for the more surreptitious route.
Okay. So then, who's going to navigate you through London below?
I'd have a clue what is involved in this in a mechanical sense. So.
I think if anyone's got a contract with Dream 1, I think that's something to do with hedge navigation or something hedgy. I can't remember. Definitely.
Nope.
Yeah,
that I have one in survival and that's it.
Okay. Entering the hedge.
I've got two in survival.
Congratulations, you're the guide.
Okay.
There's a law skill, is there not, or something equivalent?
A law skill?
Yes. A skill that is knowing occulty things.
Oh, occulty things? That would be a cult.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I have survival too, if that helps.
I would go with intelligence occult then to find the nearest door to which you know the key.
Ah. Well, I've got hedge-based sense if that's
any.
Oh, well, that would also be it.
It's a merit.
Okay.
It's a
Right,
it's a spring,
for two. Okay. Well,
bring that
mushy. All the books are down there. Feel free to grab any that you feel the need to have. So, are you starting to cast around and look for the gates?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, obviously, there's a gate behind you that leads to the Raven's Court, which is less than helpful. There is a very powerful gate, probably just over there in that big church.
Also not helpful.
It would probably get you to pretty much anywhere you wanted to go, but yeah, maybe not. There is another one deep in the woods. There's a very old oak tree that if you nestle down between its roots, you'll probably get back into London below pretty easily.
Yeah, basically Hedgegate sense is increased sensitivity to presence of gateways, so it can cut the time to find one, basically. And you can also make a reflexive wits weird roll to notice an active gateway into the hedge.
Okay, well, you have found three possible Hedgegates. It takes you about half an hour wandering.
Okay, so there's the wits one, the church one, and...
Where we just came in.
Where we just came in.
I think the wits one's probably the best bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back inside.
Oh, and normally it would be intelligence investigation weird to find him.
Okay.
Okay, so do you head towards the woods one?
Yep.
Moth takes the lead and starts leading you through Parsons Green into the woods.
If we're going through Parsons Green, I'm being as stealthy as I can be.
Okay, you lot are left behind as Moth disappears. And then she realises and comes back.
There's a little bit of an issue.
Okay, she seems to be wanting you all to like stealth along. Are you complying?
Yes.
Okay. It takes a little bit longer to. You start walking along. You're going quite slowly. You're walking down one of the paths, and suddenly you hear a. And you all dive into a bush as this guy on a horse rides down. In one hand he has a flaming cross, in the other hand he has a sword, and he shouts at the top of his voice, Ballyhoo, I will find you! And rides straight past where you're all hiding. You get the impression that might have been the parson. He did have, like, a dog collar and one of those big cassocky things. But yeah, he goes stomping past. You head further inwards. Could you please, you get to the opening to London Buildings, and it's just like a big hole between two oak tree roots that you kind of got to crawl through. Who's taking the lead at this point? It will be Intelligence Survival for this, by the way.
My intelligence survival would total 5.
So, you've
been winning that, bless
you. Thank you.
So you probably pushed the doctor forward at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, doctor, could you please make a roll on intelligence survival? Well, nominate somebody to roll for you.
Okay.
Remember, you get 10 again.
Successes.
Okay, that was pretty good. You dive between these two things and drag yourself down and into London. You drop out in a sewer with the others following you, and you walk about 15 feet and then open a door and step through it and find yourself on Threadneedle Street about 300 years ago. You walk down Threadneedle Street, open another door and step through into what looks like a ballroom, which has been abandoned for 100 years. Could you all roll your clarity?
Could have had it down.
It's going to be 7, isn't it, if we were just starting?
Yep.
Right, one's cancel successes, is that right?
No, that's all system.
Okay, and so I have 10.
So clarity is something that I should have.
4 successes!
Yeah. You're gonna have 7.
Yeah.
Do you want to roll for you?
I'm just going to need to note that down.
Alright, I'll roll for you as well. Oh, My dice really hate clarity rolls. I'm sorry, you get zero.
Oh, goody.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's seriously
unloaded. So you got zero. The doctor got zero.
I got one.
You got one. And also you got four.
Yeah.
The problem with navigating through London below is sometimes you get distracted, sometimes you lose yourself, sometimes you lose bits of yourself. You don't have this problem. You've often used London below as a way of coming upon your enemies unawares. You're fine. You sort of manage to keep it together and you're fine. Problem is, you're following the doctor. Doctor, you're going along and it's like, oh, well, it's obvious it's this way. Ah, no, of course, I'll go down here. Ah, oh, look, it's Shakespeare's The Globe. Interesting. Haven't seen a play in a... Oh, no, we've got to get home. Got to get home. You don't get very far from home. You lead them out of London below into a disused car park in the Moordek. It's desolate, his wind's blowing. You're not far from home, it's only about a mile over there. The other side of the Moor, then.
Are we in London above at this point, or London below again?
You're still in... Although you're on the surface, you're still in London below.
Right, okay.
The Moor Den has a slight problem with it. Although it looks like an abandoned car park, it has all the sort of accoutrements of Dartmoor, you know.
Big cats.
Big cats, and ponies, and occasional quicksand, which looks just like concrete.
Does it have an underpass, overpass,
wobbling free?
Well, it does have an underpass. People don't go there, it's the end of the line. You're currently standing in a disused car park. Way over to your right, you can see the flicker of a fire in a dustbin.
How would we navigate through the Moor Den?
Carefully.
Besides that, is it something that any of us would know how to do, realistically?
You would tend not to do it, because it's dangerous. Really dangerous. Hey, Hardwick, if I remember correctly, you are a collector of esoteric and occult knowledge, are you not?
Yeah.
One of the things, because you live in the same place as all of these reprobates, but occasionally you venture forth to pick up new and interesting information from people. One such set of people are indeed the hags of the Moor Den, and you are at this moment sat round their dustbin fire, having. I'd say an interesting conversation with them, but you're a little bit confused. You turned up wanting to see if they knew anything about certain magical potions that it's rumoured that they can make. They, meanwhile, seem to be trying to engage you in some kind of riddle game, which you're fairly certain the riddles have no answers because they're gibberish. So, I'd say you... What has 47 legs, but runs like water?
Sorry, what? No, that's not...
It has 47 legs, but runs like water. Yes, sister, it runs like water. Yes, sister, it runs like water.
So it runs like water.
And it has 47 legs. Do you give up?
I give up.
A fox. Is it your turn?
You know, the one I can't beat that, so...
So you concede to us again?
I'm going to have to.
Very well. Which table did the King of the Ravens call fine when he went forth as a man, but not as a bird, with his legs tied together? Like an ant.
Just a question. How do you tie an ant together?
You do not know how. Well, perhaps we can riddle for that knowledge too. Sisters? Yes, sister. There is somebody more. Oh, we must stop our little game.
really?
Yes.
But it was just getting interesting.
Oh, but don't worry, this will be even more interesting. They get out this huge telescope. It must be about a foot and a half wide at one end and comes down to like a tiny eyepiece at the other. And they set up a tripod and they, one of them sort of scans about. She's the one with the eye on the right. One of them has an eye on the right. One of them has both eyes. One has an eye on the left. She has the eye on the left. Ah, there they are! Ah, look at them. They're so stupid. They've just come through a gate that... I don't know how they ended up on that gate, but... we must watch them. Would you like to see? Would you like to see? Oh, it's going to be so funny. They're going to walk into the Greek concrete. And then we will eat them.
Okay.
We hate to eat as much meat around here. We have to eat anything that we can get.
Can I have a look?
We had a lovely Morris Minor the other day. Yes, but plastic is so difficult to digest. Yeah, you look through.
Sorry, plastic?
They ate a Morris Minor.
Car.
Yes, I know what a Morris Minor is, but...
The seats.
Plastic?
The metal was fine, but
the seats are made of plastic. You look through the telescope and immediately facepalm as hard as it is possible for you to facepalm. The people who are in the Morden are indeed your usual housemates. they're going to die. They're going to die. It is going to be hilarious.
I thought, are you really hungry? I thought you had a Morris Minor recently.
Morris Minors, just give me gas. Gas, I see what you did there. It wasn't a riddle. They really do. Yes, but never mind.
But, I'm not an expert, but they don't look particularly, tasty.
That's your wrong. Look at the little girl one. That one will be tasty. Cooked up in a bouillabaisse or something. Oh, the one at the back, he's meaty. I don't like the look of the one with the trunk for a face. No. I think he's gone off. He wears a gas mask. Sorry, we forgot to mention that, didn't we?
So basically what you're saying is they're not going to eat me.
They'll kill you, but they won't eat you.
They think you've gone off. Back to the rest of you. What are you lot doing?
It's still nighttime, isn't it?
It is still nighttime.
Alright. That's good.
Is it?
Me is.
You lot are fucked, but I'm fine.
Yeah, because... Okay, how much glamour do we have?
How much glamour should you normally start with?
No. It's only up to the ST.
Let's have a look. Glamour.
16 glamour would be awesome, but that's
probably
more than our maximum.
Yeah, actually, you, whatever amount I would normally give you, you have at least plus one because of your dust tribe in annually.
Yeah.
Because doing deals and gains are how you get glamour. You would start with half your maximum glamour pool as determined by weird. Weird doesn't have glamour. You can have in the weird section.
Should be a little chart.
Yeah, there's always a chart on.
Ah, yes. Your current weird, if your weird is 1, your max glamour is 10, so you've got 5 glamour.
Which is 6 now. Okay, cool.
If your weird is 2, it would be 11, so you now have 7. And if you're weird 3, you now have 7. So, yes, you have 6 glamour.
I might be about to spend 1.
Okay, what do you do?
I've got this contract, you see. It's called Tread Lightly.
Nice.
It's first one, the contract separation. Basically, you can partially remove yourself from gravity's influence. And, you know, it kind of means that you only get ration damage from falling, regardless of distance. In addition to that, you can walk or run over any solid surface, even if it would normally support your weight.
Quick cement, definitely included.
And it does suggest that you should get like a plus 1 if you're just moving at normal walking pace.
Okay.
Modifier. So, I might try doing that.
Go on.
Do I get the modifier?
Yes, of course you do.
Awesome. Three successes on that one?
Yeah, nobody else notices what you've done, incidentally, but now you don't have to worry about the quick cement.
Yes.
What are you all doing?
Carefully making my way across, I guess?
You start walking slowly forward. I assume you're following?
I'm going to suggest that... do you want to get behind me and go first?
Okay.
I'm not following along.
Moth, the shy retiring rat speaker, is going first.
And sort of poking it as I go, because I'm quite light. So if I just poke it, just test it with my finger.
Over with you. The moor hags are basically arguing over who gets the watch at any given time. No, it's my turn! Ha ha ha! No, get off! Ha ha, they're about to do it. You're about to fall in! Ha ha, this is going to be amazing! Hang on a minute, they're cheating! You found a piece of quick cement. You're standing on it. You poke the floor and, like, your hand goes into it.
You want to get down this bit?
Just lean down and put her hand through the floor.
How are you doing that?
Magic, isn't it? You want to go round?
Can you all make me a sound-based perception check? You don't need to make this, because the hags have all in unison just shouted, CHEAT!
Perception.
Wits
composure. So how would I make such a test?
Wits composure, apparently.
Yes. Yeah.
Composure.
Composure.
5.
Okay.
0.
Right, I'll roll for him.
Oh, do
you roll for him?
No, I'm going for me.
I'll roll for him.
Okay.
You get 3, I get 3.
Okay. Anybody who got non-0 hears from the direction of that fire you saw a shriek of cheats.
Spell.
What are you doing, Hardwick? Huh?
I can shout, go round. Right.
Well, you get the impression the hags are not happy that they're being cheated out of their dinner, so you might want to do something to save your friends.
Just saying.
One of them is certainly scrabbling in a pile of arcane detritus to try and find something. Probably something that you don't want them to find if you like these people being alive.
Let's have another riddle, shall we?
What? We can't be doing... I suppose... okay, fine. What's the wager this time? Ooh. Or are we still on your magical potion?
Let's forget the potion for a minute.
Okay. Different steak. Oh, yes, just a different steak. What's the steak? Come on, make up your mind. You're not going to give it to anyone. We're very good at riddles.
Oh, well, how about those 4 idiots over there?
Ooh, that's quite a big stake. I'm willing, but if you lose, we get you as well. Nom nom nom.
This could be tricky, you think. I wouldn't call myself tasty in any way.
Oh no, but we could suck your brains dry of knowledge.
Yes, that's appealing.
Oh, we could make soup. Finish them off. Oh, a nice brain soup. Shut up! It's your turn. $3.
Oh. Now, I've got an eidetic memory.
Okay. You could pretty much come up with any riddle that the Raven's Court has ever told. The problem is, you get the impression that their riddles have no basis in reality whatsoever. But they probably do know most old riddles. So if you go for a real riddle, you'll need to use intelligence plus something. Or, you can make one up like they've been doing and use manipulation and subterfuge, I believe it is called. So whichever is higher.
Since I don't seem to have a great deal in subterfuge.
I don't know what what the skill would be. It would be intelligence plus something, though.
Academics?
Probably. Do you have a lot of that?
I have 3 of that.
Just 3? Intelligence plus academics.
Alright, so I have 3 in academics.
Alright, okay. Yeah, you'll probably go down that route then, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, you can spend willpower to do things as well. Get 3 extra dice, I think it is.
So I've got 6 for academics.
That's pretty good.
So I'll try that.
Okay. You rack your brain for a good riddle.
What am I rolling?
Intelligence academics to get above 8, I think it is.
10 to re-roll. Do I keep rolling?
Yeah. If you keep getting 10s, you just keep rolling.
So that's 3 successes.
Okay. You rack your brains and you eventually come back with a Ravencourt riddle that was quite popular back in the Middle Ages. So not only is it a riddle, but it's a riddle in Old English. Way and schlacht in fern and fjondeld wand and splash. And they look at you like, what? We must confer for a moment. They huddle together. Bloody hell, yeah. I don't know, I didn't speak. We're just going to have to guess. Brain soup. We wouldn't be making brain soup. We'd be sucking a brain full of knowledge. Seem to know a lot. Yes, bloody know it all. Right. So, what are we going to say? I don't know what we're going to say. It sounded like gibberish. Okay. What is the answer to the riddle you've asked them? Think of what the answer to the riddle you've asked them is, because I am literally going to guess.
Okay.
And if I happen to get... Actually, write it down. Write down the answer to the riddle you have asked them.
Okay.
Once you can see.
Yeah.
So, write down the answer.
And a...
Then pass the answer to Archive. Right. I think we're ready. It was quite a hard one, but we think we've got it.
Okay.
The answer is a weasel. What is the answer? Oh! You're so close!
The actual answer is a horse.
Ah! But surely a weasel is just a tiny horse?
No.
She doesn't agree, sisters. No, she doesn't agree. Very well. If they can get through the quagmire, they're yours.
Oh, thank you.
I'm very sorry, but we're awfully busy now. I don't think we're going to be able to continue talking to you about your magical potion any longer.
I quite understand.
On you go. A horse indeed. Weasel. Thing is, I thought of the answer, a weasel, like about 15 minutes ago, and decided whatever you said next it was going to be a weasel. So anyway, I assume that you're just going to keep doing what you were doing before.
Yeah.
Sort of edging round. Eventually you do get to the other side of the Morden, and you find her waiting for you. Please, describe thyself.
I am a rather pale wraith who likes to hide in Jakku.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
All stealthy together.
Try to be.
Mm.
Yes, you probably. I'm too busy thinking about trying.
Yeah.
Fair. I'm not actually doing. Don't do that much of that.
Thinking? No.
Yeah. I'm the thinky one. Didn't really decide what exactly I was wearing.
Okay.
Probably something fairly dark.
But there she is. You are all together. What now?
I shall accept your thanks later.
There you are. Do you know how to get out of this bloody place?
Well, I got here.
Okay.
That's not always guaranteed down here.
Yeah, but we did too, didn't we? We don't know where out. If you want to get back that way, we don't want to do that. Well, you see, you were about to be lunch for the 3 witches, but
Which witches?
The 3 ones over there gassing by the fire, or they were.
Ooh.
But we ain't now. No. That's good. are we going?
They'll have to find another Morris Minor. I'm assuming, since I got here by myself, I know the way back.
Oh god, yeah. It's not actually all that difficult. Right. If you're looking carefully, you can see where the bits that are not actually really are. It's really easy.
Right. It's just this way.
Okay. You sort of get them out. Now, what are you all doing now?
So what have you been up to?
Well,
good question.
Getting into a little smart bother.
Isn't it that?
Took us in mildly.
Right. They think he's a murderer, they do. But he's not. I don't think you're not, are you? You don't think when you say
They've suddenly decided to ask you, actually, did you actually do it? You didn't do it, did you? Did you do it?
Oh no, she was just talking about you're a murderer in general, not specifically that murder.
What?
Are you a murderer?
Never on purpose.
So you're a manslaughterer?
It's not important though. But can we start from the beginning?
So, we went to the Maven's Court.
Right.
And they...
Where are we at this point in time? Have we actually gotten home?
No, you're just outside the Moordam.
Right, can we get home before we start discussing this?
It don't matter, might as well tell her now. So anyway, we went to the Raven's Cup to watch the day ritual. Anyway,
they have a massive, complicated ritual every day to do with the King of Rags and Tatters. Except every 237 days when the King of Rags and Tatters stops being the King of Rags and Tatters until he proves he should be the King of Rags and Tatters again by being the only person who can hold his hand up when asked a series of questions, which are rigged so that he's the only one who could answer them.
So this happened. But anyway, there was another dude there from the Earl's Court, and he was magically cheating to keep his hand up.
Right.
So we were asked to do a favour and
sort it out.
So we did.
Why are you killing him?
No, we didn't kill anyone. He had a magical doodad, which let him keep his arm up, and we purloined it.
Actually, he had two. There was one that let him keep his arm up, which I believe you stole.
Yeah.
And there was one which meant that his bones didn't break while he was doing it. That's the one you nicked.
So, yeah. So, anyway, his arm snapped in a sort of dramatic fashion after this, which meant the King of Rags and Tatters retained his crown. And anyway, we were asked to look after him. We did. People apparently got, locked out or put to sleep by various nefarious means. And anyway, when we woke up, the guy had been viciously stabbed up with a knife that looks suspiciously like World War One vintage era, which just so happens to match the good doctor's description. So, yeah.
Right.
We're in a spot of bother.
And they said, right, they said that they'd have to, say it was us, because they didn't want, loads of trouble,
They didn't, want a war.
They let us get away first, but now we've got to run. And,
the guilty party.
Yeah, we've got to show what happens, otherwise, we're in trouble, aren't we?
Yeah, that's your core.
Yeah.
You know what they're like. They don't particularly want another war with the Earl's Court. But although they won the last one, it didn't do them any favours. Because they won the last one mostly by pouring quicklime on people, which isn't a good way of winning a war. The White City is called such because the walls were lime-streaked after you'd finished. So, yeah, there's maybe not.
Okay, so we don't want that.
You might be... One thing that you would like to know is who they were talking to who told them to run, because that will determine how much you trust it. Because you being a member of the Raven's Court, know a fair bit about the Raven's Court as well, so... Mm. Who it is will determine very much.
And do you remember who it was he was talking to?
Everybody looks blank.
Yeah. It was quite scary.
It was Slay, the Master of Arts, the one who let you knock him out.
Oh, Slay.
He's good. He tends to deal with people in a forthright manner, for a member of the Raven's Court, and he's a good servant to the King of Rags and Tatters. He He's certainly better than Mandrake, the executioner, who's a dick. A colossal dick. Although, interestingly, if they are going to end up being haunted, Mandrake is likely to be the one that gets the job.
Well, I suppose that could have been worse. There were worse people to speak to.
Yeah. Well, the doctor's also a man. Right,
yeah. So, right. Well, I don't know where to start. can't go anywhere. So what exactly did happen? Did all go to sleep as well?
Mm-hmm.
We had, like, someone said they stay awake and I can't remember.
Me. I think it was various people and no one could determine quite when the guy was killed.
Well, the doctor got drugged.
I was told I could go to sleep, so he went to sleep.
I think it actually happened during the fall. He had an excuse in that he didn't actually fall asleep. Somebody grabbed him, lifted the mask, shoved a load of chloroform up in there, and then he fell over for a bit.
Right, okay, so the only clue that we've got is this knife.
Which is a brain thing. Yeah.
Did you take that with you?
I did, I made sure of it.
Good.
And he was like, why are you doing that?
I don't know if the rest of them know about your thievery of the bracelet.
Oh, did I take that?
Yes, you took the bracelet from the guy because I gave you a note with what it does.
Oh, okay, I'll stop.
Pass me your character sheet, I will write it on the back for you.
Thank you. I got this as well. What's that? It's this thing, isn't it?
It looks very much like it's got the same markings as the bone had on it.
Have I got the bone as well?
Yeah.
Right. Did you?
We didn't give it over.
Ah, in which case you've got the bone as well.
Who'd like to be royalty sometime in the future?
Oh, where's this shiny thing from?
The dude.
The dude. The fake dude. Yeah, it was his. One of his magic.
Actually, weren't you holding the bone as well?
Possibly. And there's this one. That's the confined one. Alright.
It's on the back of your sheet.
Does it have any specific markings?
Carrying that? Yeah, it's got weird sinuous sort of shapes cut into it. Both the bone and the bracelet have the same sort of thing. You can make me an intelligence and cult roll if you like.
Yeah, because that would change some of my rolls.
Try and remember it.
Just the one.
Okay, that is definitely somebody sat down and made these for the purpose they were used for, definitely.
What, and trying to become them?
Trying to muck around with the day ritual, the king's. You don't just randomly come up with that particular assemblage of items at the same time, randomly.
Right.
You do it.
And just think, I'll try it.
Yeah. It's very powerful. And somebody has obviously expended a great deal of effort to achieve it. Why they did it, I'm not really sure. Because even if Fenbyarl had managed to keep his hand up, Barkent would just have kept asking questions. And eventually, either Fenbyarl would die of old age, Barkent would have an apoplectic fit and explode, killing everyone in the room, or the King of Rex and Tatters would die. And although there's a certain amount of political gain to be had by having the Ravens Court not have a king, it's not the best plan ever.
Hey, the dice is beautiful. It's kind of shimmery.
Oh, that one?
Yes.
Yes, right. I have a pearlescent die. Don't worry. Anyway, you are currently standing out in the open.
Shall we go back?
Uh-huh.
Never mind. You're currently standing out in the open when from beside you a raven takes off from the floor and flies straight into a window.
Right.
I rolled three ones, so there was no way.
I'm sorry, could I snap that?
You don't need to, you've snapped its own neck.
God damn it, stop doing me out of a job.
You're
special. Okay. Shink!
use carrion. It dies.
Well, also, the bright side, we sold dinner.
Shunk. Slightly unnecessary.
Hey, it's possible that was spying on the Raven's Court does talk to birds a lot.
Any more of those?
Not that you can see. It is night time. They're not normally out.
Can we get back home, please? Because, as we've just seen...
Yeah, it doesn't take you very long to get back home.
Is it alright to go home, or will they know where we are?
Right.
There's one way to find out.
In answer to your question, people obviously know where you live, because they turn up and ask the doctor for help.
Yeah.
However, when you get home, at the moment, it has a stunning lack of anything looking like large armed mobs coming to arrest you. At the moment, I'll stress that again.
How secret are our other doors? We've got several doors.
Your other doors are quite secret.
That's good.
Alright. Your front door, as it were, the tradesman's entrance, as you might refer to it, is the one that everybody knows. All right. How many other doors have you got?
I think we got two. Got doors 2.
Okay. In which case, Hardwick, choose a number between 1 and 9, and Plot, choose between A to F.
3.
C.
Okay. One of your gates will actually come out in the White City.
That's unfortunate.
It makes sense for the Doctor, true, unfortunately. True. Oz, 1 to 9, and Archive, A to F.
7.
B.
Your other gate will come out near Cannonbury, which is quite a long way from
Cannonbury.
There is a slight issue with Cannonbury as well. It is kind of Earl's Courty over there. It's where the Earl Cannon. It won't be where the Earl keeps his cannons. But somebody there who owns a fife that owes allegiance to the Earl's Court has cannons.
So what was the issue with White City?
White City, the Raven's Court took and held it. Then the Earl's Court tried to take it off them at the prompting of one Marquis de Carabas, and the Raven's Court dumped a load of quicklime on the attackers, and, words got a little heated, the Earl is very cross, the Marquis de Carabas is the persona non gratia in the Earl's Court, and the Raven's Court and the Earl's Court kind of been at odds since then.
Didn't the Earl lose an eye?
Yes, the Earl did, in fact, lose an eye.
Right.
Because quicklime in the eye will do for the eye pretty quickly.
Alright.
Did you have another door?
No. Got doors 2. We've got
the machine. Okay, so you've got your main door, which everybody knows is in Teating Broadway. You've got a door to White City. You've got a door to Calendar. So, what do you do?
Well, first we've got to stuff this raven in the cool box so it doesn't go off.
Okay.
Why not? Waste not.
Okay. You all lapse in silence as the enormity of your current predicament sinks in. Plans? Thoughts? Worries? Okay.
Right. Okay, so the way I see it is this. We've got 2 options. 1. We find the fucker who planted the knife. 2. We find the fucker who made the artifacts.
The fucker,
let's use correct terminology here. The fucker who made it. It's also very useful because, you know, it's agendered, so, you know, you can use it for man or woman.
How would finding them help us?
Well, because then we'd know who they are and we could ask them why they did it. Might have to do something to their kneecaps first.
There's also another option. There's also one other thing to bear in mind. Fen Bial almost certainly not Gaspan himself. From what you saw of him, he wasn't the sharpest tack in the box. In fact, he was more like the Powerball of the box. He didn't really have any sharp edges, but when he threw him at something, he bounced off pretty good. That became a labored metaphor, but you know what I mean. Easy to aim, easy to throw, not the sharpest tack.
Well, yeah, but presumably whoever ordered him was either the person who made the artifact or the person who had the stabbing ordered.
These artifact symbols are very specific.
Okay.
To do what with them?
You're fairly certain that they only really work in tandem, so you have to have both of them at the same time work properly. You reckon the bone is probably the more powerful, with the bracelet doing something like
that. Okay.
The bone's the one that's giving you. Okay. Becomes necessary, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Do I think they're dangerous to heat together?
No, they're not dangerous to the person. They might try and do with it. For example, trying to take over the entire Raven's Court might be dangerous. For example, if Moth rocks up to the next crowning and goes, I want to be king! Then they might stab her. For a start, she's a wanted murderer. And secondly, they've seen this shit before, and she was the one they sent to nab it. What I'm saying is it would end badly.
Yeah. Well, I can't guess that wouldn't be king anyway to go shove off and cause them a fuss.
That's a good little bit of one. We'll get you there. You'll soon be an angry little spiky hate ball. Thumbs up.
Angry little spiky hate. So anyway, what are you doing?
I don't know, but I'm looking at the time.
I'd like to go in. Okay. 10:15 maybe? Get us up to an hour, just over an hour and a half maybe.
Well, if we're going to find out we've got the things, that's something we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Can
we find out anything from the knife?
Dunno. You'd have to ask somebody knowledgeable about weapons. Hammersmith is very knowledgeable about weapons and stuff, and you can find him at the next market.
When is the next market?
Make me an intelligence cult roll.
Intelligence cult? I got 4 in that. Altogether.
Any of you can make this roll.
Do tens keep repeating?
Yes.
Yep. 3, 4 successes then.
Okay.
If I have 0 in the cult, do I still get to roll?
You can, but you're minus 3.
Minus something.
You're -3.
In that case, I'll end up on 0 anyway, so.
You can have a chance, guys, but it means it means you only succeed if you get a 10, and if you get a 1, something horrible happens. I'd have no idea what would be in this case.
I'll pass.
The next time.
Because I know this GM, his imagination terrifies me.
About now.
Right. Oz, you search your brain and are suddenly compelled to tell everyone around you that the next night market is at the Traitor's Gate, Tower of London.
Next night market is at Traitor's Gate, Tower of London. When?
Day after tomorrow.
In 2 days' time.
All of you, if you are asked when the next night when the next floating market is, you have to tell the person who's asked you, and you can't lie about it. It's just how it works. Nobody can lie about the night market, and if asked, they have to say. It's weird. But yeah, that is where the next night market is, and Hammersmith will be there, because he's always there. And he certainly be the person to ask about that. The other option is, somebody like Varney of the Bravos Guild, because he's big into his weapons.
Who's worth be bashing about this weapon?
Well, neither Hammersmith nor Varney are members of the Earl's Court. Or even, for that matter, members of the Raven's Court. That said, Varney is a member of the Bravos Court and is therefore, by definition, a mercenary.
Yeah.
What to do?
That's what we can do with a knife.
What else is there?
Well, you've got magic arms, you've got knives, NPR. Well, you haven't got it, because that would be creepy.
Yes. That probably means going and speaking to people in the Earl's Court, of which none of belong.
None of you belong to the Earl's Court. In fact, quite a few of you, almost half the group, in fact, belong to the courts they consider their enemies.
Which is a little bit awkward.
Yeah. It's almost as if somebody planned it.
The rest of us could talk to him.
No, you couldn't. He might be able to get away with it, that's plot. But you two, The Earl's Court looks down on the rat speakers because you're dirty and you talk to rats. I mean, what kind of fool talks to a rat? Your kind of fool.
The sort of fool don't talk to a rat.
The sort of fool that's in the Earl's Court, basically. So what are you all doing? What are you all planning? What do you want to do?
Not being arrested for murder?
I have a slightly more pressing one. Not being murdered for murder.
That's good.
They don't have to arrest you to do that one.
No, that's true.
Well, we should probably lay low and make sure that Hollow is secure and hasn't had any...
The problem with your Hollow is that it's specifically set up to allow people to get to it.
It is secure, then. We've got walls fine.
It is secure.
I'm sure you can
go lock down.
Doors.
Yeah. But the other problem is if you do lock it down, you effectively become besieged. Just hiding in your Hollow, although it'll take a long time for them to batter your doors down, wouldn't necessarily be your best choice ever.
That's what they batter the doors down and we've gone throughout the
So do you go lock your doors?
I think that's probably an idea.
What do we usually do? Like, how obvious is it going to be that we do that?
Your doors are, well, your main door is always open because the doctor is always looking.
I think by now it's probably not. Since, you know, his patients might try to shiv him.
Yeah. Well, that and the fact that his last patient is exceedingly dead.
It's a bit of a bad form of advertising.
Okay, so who heads towards the main door to lock it up? Who's doing it?
Okay.
Oh, so you go to the front door and you close the doors of the abandoned hospital. Shoot the bolt. It doesn't look like much, but because that door is never closed, there's sort of a weird feeling of, we are now not accepting people through this door. I will not help you now. It's like a kind of weird feeling that passes over you. Almost as if, like, the ghosts of the place have gone from, oh yes, come in, we will help you, we will aid you, to, we are the people who died here, get away! So yeah, you shut the door and close it, and then on the outside of it you hear, open up! Open up in the name of the Earl!
Well, that was quicker than expected.
Yeah, the Earl.
The Earl?
Not Raven's Court.
Open up in the name of the Earl!
Good look at people.
Yeah, you look through the people. Standing outside, is a group of what look like, they're all middle-aged, wearing chainmail and surcoats. Some of it's knitted chainmail, but they all are carrying, like, obvious swords. Open up in the name of the Earl!
Right, yes, let's back away from the door then. We might want to head towards one of those other doors.
And that, Your Honour, is where we will stop for the evening. Thank you very much for listening. I'm sorry it's a slightly short episode again. In my defence, I've been using volatile chemicals all day, and god damn, but the BBC keeps moving Doctor Who.
Some of us use volatile chemicals every day, but yeah,
Doctor
Who complains. Yeah. Now, mine aren't volatile, they're just, you know...
Psychotropic.
Yeah, some of them.
Some of them. Please note that it is a pharmacist. He's not the local drug dealer.
Well, it's not about the local drug dealer, but it's all legal.
He's the local legit drug dealer. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. If you do like what you are listening to, then please do give us iTunes reviews, because it makes it easier for people to hear about us. Or, you know, like, go out and skywrite the cult of teamdice.net above the skies of your local world.
Paint it on the walls of your nearby house in the blood of your enemies.
Well, you could do that. Please don't.
Note, we will not come to your legal defence if you do this.
If you wish to talk at me, you can talk to me at Mordrigan, that's it. MAWDRIGEN, because I realise I never actually spelled that out for them. You can talk at Archive at TGremlin. You can talk at Bloodied at Bloodied Fox. I don't believe anybody else has Twitter. Nope. You can also send us email at thecultoftandice@gmail.com or go to thecultoftandice.net and send us notes on there. Thank you very much for listening, and don't worry, it's only Halloween. Except by the time we release this, it will probably be the new year. Bye!
Bye! Peaceful P5 me!